USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue efforts in Surfside, Florida have transitioned to recovery efforts as first responders look for victims in last month's tower collapse of a condominium. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announces he's suspending the state property tax enforcement for the families impacted by the collapse.
My goal is to suspend, waive any law I can under the state of emergency to forestall that, and then we probably will just ask the legislature to remit any of the property tax liability from Champlain Towers South.
The White House is holding its weekly coronavirus briefing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says more and more Americans are continuing to get vaccinated.
More than 2 out of 3 adults have at least one shot. As a country, we're closer than ever to ending this pandemic and getting back to normal.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
President Biden is not saying whether he believes the last 20 years of American involvement in Afghanistan was worth it. The president was asked that question while announcing the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, which should wrap up later this summer. Biden adding the United States is not responsible for any civilian deaths now that the troops are leaving. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is calling for defunding the Border Patrol and Homeland Security. The Michigan Democrat saying the agencies terrorize illegal immigrant communities. Tlaib went on to express her disapproval of White House efforts to increase technology at the border. Regarding defunding the Border Patrol and ICE, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes
they want to turn America into a sanctuary country for all illegal aliens from around the world. And now that logic is being extended to our Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, even all of DHS.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Delta variant is being connected to a rise in COVID-19 cases across the United States, and health officials say vaccines should not be politicized.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the United States, there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that are unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says vaccinations shouldn't be politicized. He tells Fox News that the real battle being fought is between the virus and humans.
So it really is a race of the variants against a vaccine. And really what works best for each person is whatever works best for that person. For some people, it'll be their doctor. For others, it'll be the local drugstore. For others, it may be a community site. And in different communities, the key is to identify the messengers and the messages that are going to work. Bottom line here, there's only one enemy. The enemy is a virus. And the more we work together, the more people can conquer the virus. The more we divide, the more the virus divides and conquers us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The White House is assessing the feasibility of First Lady Jill Biden attending the upcoming Olympic Games in Tokyo. This comes after Olympic organizers announced spectators will not be able to attend the Games. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House advance team will arrive in Tokyo later this week to continue assessments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.